Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Freaking episodes. Who would have thought? What a terrible decision by this network.
Yeah, well.
Welcome, of course, to the 250th episode, Power Hour. It's our big anniversary episode. And thank you guys so much for coming and doing this ridiculous nonsense with me. This is going to be a lot of fun. We are going to be drinking one shot of beer. Sarah's going to explain all the rules here in just a second. There are some wrinkles I did not inform you of before. I'm going to just tell you that right off the bat.
We barely survived the last ones, too. What are you doing?
It's going to be very ugly. But the only person who's going to make any sense to you tonight is going to be Sarah Gonzalez. She is our lovely, pretty much sober designated driver tonight. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us here. And welcome, Spencer.
Thank you,
Sarah. I was going to say thanks for having us all back. Good luck to you.
Thank you very
May
much.
May the odds be ever in your favor. Welcome to the Stu Does America 250th episode anniversary Power Hour. I am, of course, your host and sober-ish designated driver, Sarah Gonzalez. Now, last time I was here, I had a passenger on board, so I was not able to participate. Tonight, though, that passenger has now been berthed and doesn't sleep. So I did have the producers grab me a nice glass of red wine. I'm going to just enjoy that casually. But for the rest of the crazies over here around the table, here is how tonight is going to work. Every single minute for 1 hour, our panelists will take one single 1.5-ounce shot of beer. Now, if you passed math in elementary school, that is 60 shots of beer total, or exactly 7.5 full-sized beers. Along the way, we will be playing some games. We're going to answer some of your questions, and most importantly, giving you astute political analysis that surely will not be tainted by any alcohol, just very, very clear, clear-cut and concise. To help us keep track of our shots, we've drafted a friend of the program to remind us to drink every minute,
this
and here she is. Oh, that's not
every minute.
Every minute, a visit for Kamala Harris.
So you're gonna want to jump off a bridge by like probably the 10th minute, but stick with us. All right, we're all gonna be together when we hear it in our nightmares. I guarantee. So now you may have noticed that there is a random crocodile that Super Gear here is holding over here in the middle of the table. Now, every time Kamala cackles, a panelist will push down on one of the crocodile's teeth. One push per minute, and we will go clockwise around the table. Now, if the crocodile bites down, that panelist will have to drink two shots of beer. I'm not done, though. There is a darker twist. Every 10th shot, if the crocodile happens to bite down, the panelists will be taking a shot of Fireball cinnamon whiskey in lieu of beer.
No.
Oh my God.
Yes. No. And then any bites that occur in the last 5 minutes of the power hour will result in a Fireball death, obviously. I'm really, really sorry about that, you guys. It was really nice knowing you. So without further ado, let's all pour our first shots and get ready to begin.
All right. This is... Shall I start the with a crocodile? Now, wait a minute. I have a question here before we start.
Yes.
Sarah Gonzalez, not going to be drinking a shot of beer every minute, of course.
Just sipping.
But absolutely can participate in the crocodile dentist game we have here.
Yes.
Would you guys agree?
Yes. I'm going to get hammered and make her pregnant again.
Well, we'll see how that works out.
So we have a threat to start the show.
Preface this show by saying nothing comes out of my mouth as an official statement from pre.
Thank you for getting that out of the way.
Wait, we haven't even had a shot yet, and you've already said you're going to impregnate someone. How is this campaign going to last?
Hopefully not with a lot of babies. That would be a grassroots movement.
All right, shall we? Shall we begin?
Yeah, when does the clock start here?
Yeah. We were waiting. Now you've all got it ready.
Yep.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So let's. Do we have the timer ready?
I think we do a little countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it already. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Do we start at zero? I think we do, right?
Yeah.
I don't think.
The zero doesn't count.
I don't know that God would be in that.
Really? God would say he wouldn't want us.
No, you're on your first shot.
God's within 60 feet of this.
Right? You guys are already screwing this up.
Wait, were we supposed to go? Yes, we're on one.
Okay, so there
we go. Gentlemen, ladies.
I'll vote your son.
Cheers.
There it is.
Now I need one of you fine gentlemen to open this for me because I drink wine, but I don't know how to use one of these.
Should I do the first crocodile dentist? You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Can you please pass the, I volunteer as tribute here to.
Okay.
Roll that over here.
It makes you so scared.
So,
Jason, now not till the next minute, but
this
you,
is a kid's game.
I made it through
like
the first one.
Right?
Yeah, no, I said to somebody earlier today, I was like, this is a really fun drinking game, the Crocodile Dentist. It's actually a game for 3 to 5 year olds, but it's a really fun drinking game.
Why do we have to pile an additional drinking game on top of the already drink game that we're doing?
Because there were no lawsuits last time.
Yeah, it's the only thing.
Thank you.
I would say, oh no.
There it is. Oh, wow.
Wow, this goes fast.
It goes so, wait, now you're saying that already?
You're only on the second.
All right, Jason's up on Crocodile Dentist. I feel like
you can press any one that's
anyone.
On. You don't have to go in order.
Yeah, you can't go. You can't pick one that's already pushed down.
So
I can tell this is already going to be a bad night for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be drinking on every damn tooth of that crocodile.
Is there a strategy to this Crocodile Dentist?
You just don't know which one is going to clamp down on your hand.
And it's just a different one every time.
So it's going to be a different one every time.
Wow.
And like two shots of a beer doesn't seem like all that much. But that 10th one comes up, and this is going to be terrifying. Because you start getting shots of Fireball, this is going to make you a real mess. But like, I feel like we're at that point, to answer your question, Jason, like you have like Friday the 13th and then there's Friday the 13th part 2 and you get to like part 6. The only thing you can do is just have more blood.
That's nice.
Right? Like
point.
That's what we have to do here. We're already in sequel
land.
Right,
no plot, just go straight.
Just go for it.
After the 1,000th episode, that means Freddy Krueger is going to join and battle out.
Oh,
you got to be kidding me.
Oh, that little head popping out.
That really is haunting.
You guys are going to hate us for that sound. The sound of her laugh. You are going to despise us.
It's going to be you every time.
Okay. Now it's Chad already?
Well, for the next one, yeah.
Spencer survived the Crocodile Dentist. Man.
But I may not survive the Glenn Beck lawsuit if I start spilling too many beans here.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a pre-game situation. I don't know if you guys caught this on radio, where Glenn, both Spencer and Jason both did work in protection for Glenn Beck back in the day. And Spencer, and I assume Jason too, although I don't know with Jason, but Spencer, according to Glenn, has a non-disclosure agreement. He cannot tell stories about Glenn. So Glenn's idea was to get Spencer really drunk so that we can get him to tell us stories, then Glenn can sue him and we can split the money. So anyone who can accomplish this...
We'll split it.
Okay.
Fortunately, I ran this past my lawyer and Glenn has told all the stories already on the radio program. So all I really have to do is just make sure I tell one of the stories that he's already told. Mm.
Safe.
You're safe? Oh, please have it be Sarah. Please have it be Sarah.
What the hell?
No, well, you deserve it. I mean, let's be honest about it. You deserve every little bit of it.
So we are
I don't know exactly why.
I don't either.
Yeah.
What does she do on the, like, if she gets bitten now? She just has a drink,
I think,
of wine?
I need to take two big gulps of wine.
Glug.
Two big gulps? Okay. Are you guys comfortable with that?
Do we have any peanut butter old fashions available?
No.
Oh, God, that'll get me in real trouble, especially if my husband's making them.
Is your husband still in the building?
No.
Thank God.
Because there's a kitchen and a full bar. We could get one of those made pretty quickly.
No, but seriously, if anyone has not tried peanut butter old fashions, they are amazing.
Peanut butter alcohol, huh?
So good. Peanut butter flavored whiskey.
I'd definitely give it a whirl.
I would try it.
I'll try that weird crap. I mean, that sounds kind of fun. That sounds kind of fun.
Okay. Oh, I hear the rumble.
Okay, hold on. Wait, we got to get Sarah, because Sarah, this could be it.
Please.
Oh, no!
Oh, this is a really bad game of crocodile roulette.
Mm-hmm. Good God, there's only how many left? There's only four teeth left.
What is this movie, The Deer Hunter?
It's a great movie.
No, five.
Five? Oh, yeah, there's still five. Okay, there's still five left. There's still plenty
of time. Then he just goes like click, and then he's like bam, 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 bam.
Exactly.
It comes so fast, though. Like the beers just go so quickly.
Yeah, the first one goes so smooth, and then by the time you get to...
Now, I will say, strategy-wise, you almost want to hit the crocodile early, because if you're going to hit the crocodile, now's the time to have two shots. Like, totally easy to do it right now.
Are you saying that as you're about to get chomped by the crocodile?
Are you trying to psych yourself up for this?
That's some great childhood reverse psychology, son.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
What you want to do is mow the lawn.
I'm a big guy. I like to hedge my life. So, like, I'll bet against the Philadelphia Eagles, because I know if they lose, at least I get paid for it, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
This is not a happy time. This is six.
Oh my God.
Out of 60.
It's unbelievable. Okay, here we go. Yes!
Oh, God.
Yes!
Sweet Lord.
All right, one beer down, six and a half to go.
Yeah, how
have you got them?
Are we doing this like poker chips?
Yeah, keep them up. Keep them on the table.
So you remember last time you had that like stout IPA?
Oh, that was a terrible idea.
There was no way that was.
Well, I was doing my it was my dad's favorite beer, so I was like, I got to start out with one of those. And then I think my dad would have called me stupid if he knew it was starting off a power hour with Dogfish.
I thought my name was Shut Up until I was like five.
So I would just like to really quickly point out. We do have something for you, Chad.
For me?
Yes. It is the...
I can only imagine.
It is the...
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. A special presentation for Chad Prather. Here it is.
Chad Prather.
The golden trash can. Look at my handsome face on garbage.
That's a sexy
my
trash can.
That should be in the
moment. That was a cackle. So.
Nah, we're going to get this sucker handy. Okay.
Which, for those of you who watched the first one, you will understand.
Crocodile dentist. Jason Buttrell. Okay. Your turn, right?
Go, Jason.
Yeah, there are four teeth left.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes!
I suck at these games. This was rigged.
If it wasn't you, it was going to be me. So
from the beginning.
That is so satisfying. Two of them here, Jason, this minute. One.
Attaboy.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it.
And you're drinking a pretty heavy beer.
Yeah, Lone Star is aggressive for something like this. I will say.
I was surprised at that, Jason.
Back up.
Lone Star?
Now, I know people are going to give me a hard time for drinking Coors Light, or they're going to say, oh, you're drinking Bud Light or whatever.
So is it press, then shoot, or?
You got to go as close to water as you can get.
Yes. That's the right call. Yeah. What's that, Spencer?
Press, then drink.
Drink,
then
press.
Which is now.
Oh, right.
Here it is.
Okay, do the shot first, then you'll press after.
Didn't I just drink those last two? Jeez.
You sure did.
Okay, here we go. Spencer Corson, he's safe.
I like how Spencer just walks into it. Yeah. Like, bam!
Listen, it's your time.
Like, bite me!
Spoken from an actual security expert. You know, when it's your
time,
it's your
so
time.
Much of my life between
your
a bullet
job
and a
to
target.
Make it people's not their time?
We should just play Citizen Cope every time we plus that, right?
Oh, my God.
Sarah, how's that wine treating you over there?
Great.
Is it good wine?
I feel wonderful. I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
I mean, you could at least drink aggressively. You don't have to keep up necessarily with this pace, but I think you could...
Yeah, I mean, I've had some sips.
I'm just saying. I don't want to. Is he drink shaming you?
I think he's a little bit jealous, is the thing.
I just don't want you to feel bad about your performance later on.
Really?
Yeah, I'm concerned that later on you might think, gosh, I should have gone harder.
Yeah.
And then you're going to look back at this as a regret in your life.
That's really selfless of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Kamala.
So at what point last year did this
Wow, that was a fast one.
Mm. So what are we on? We're on nine.
I have a feeling it's going to be you and me all night.
So at what point last year did this just go totally off the rails?
Brown shot 46.
What's your, well, 1 year there, we're totally, it's we're all dying. It's, yeah. When did you actually vomit, Chad? Do you remember?
I was about 50.
Wasn't you? Did you make it that long? I thought it was like 15.
That's a, so for those who don't know,
you're so close.
It was 50 and he came right back out and was
so,
totally fine.
So the prep email for the whole thing, I said, just have a trash can handy because I'm going to puke.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
And I
can
confirm
it.
And there was no trash can.
I will tonight.
So what y'all heard backstage, I took the microphone off because I knew what was coming.
Right.
And it was 6 foot of projectile. It did boom and it hit the concrete. And like dogs came in and started swarming. And
I still can't believe that actually happened. I will say, please don't do it on camera. Just take the trash can back there again. I can't. I might lose it if you.
We'll see.
Man, that really comes around fast.
Yeah.
Fireball shot.
Oh no, this is it. So the next one, yeah. Look, we're in a good spot with this thing right now. First of all, well, not this one. You're safe. This is just for two sips. Yeah.
Oh! Oh,
I could have lied so easily. I could have easily told you it was a fireball shot. Why? I blame all of you. All of you on YouTube.
But it was, right? Was it not? No, it wasn't. Isn't the 10th shot supposed to be a fireball shot?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Wait, that, yes.
Mm.
Yes. Fireball.
Tough.
I was thinking 10 minutes, but you're right. No. It says right in the bottom, 10, 60, 10 out of 60. Yeah. Yes.
You got a chart right there.
Adam, no, where's the fireball?
That. That's why I waited till that was in your mouth.
That was a good, that was very good.
By your feet.
By my feet.
There it is.
Oh.
All right, Sarah. Pay the piper, baby.
Yeah. Really?
Pay the piper.
Use that shot glass.
There you go.
Right there.
That.
I feel like this is very unfair.
I will say, absolutely getting COVID from that shot glass, but go ahead here. Take that.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, God. Hmm. Okay, well, you still have to go, too.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
Next fireball shot will be on the 20.
Yes, the 20th shot.
20th shot.
Can you fill this up?
I'm going to go in the corner here. Come on. Be good to me.
You poured it deep, too, girl. Look at her. She's not even trying to cheat.
Wait a minute. That's deep. It's like two-thirds filled. What is that?
Yeah, but that's a shot and a half. She's throwing a shot.
What are you?
Girl.
What team are you on?
I've been really trying.
I'm a letter of the law guy.
Yeah, no, I know. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Woo! Sarah.
I'm totally puking tonight.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Well, she's the one who said in the rules a 1.5.
Wait, did you guys have to do one?
All right.
Or no, you just had to do
the
double?
It's the person that does it.
Whoever gets it on the, yeah.
That was taken as a mom who has not slept in 6 months.
Yeah. That's what that looks like. I need this.
Screw it.
That baby ain't eating tonight.
Oh, dear.
It's just amazing how quick Kamala Harris is back in our lives over and over again. I want her to go away. This is like real life. I want her to go away. She keeps coming back no matter what.
Perpetually laughing.
That's Jason. Pushing. Jason.
Look at you.
Woo.
He's using the Spencer Corson
strategy. Yeah. That's right. We're
Inagi.
Right, me
just
here.
Get in there.
Right here.
Just get in.
It says how you have to do it.
This is, do we have listener questions or anything? Or weren't we supposed to do something? I don't know. We've already lost the format.
Here's what I want to do.
After shot 20, I want to solve the border crisis.
Okay.
And see if we can get in trouble.
I like that.
Then we can get into other things like homeless people in Austin.
There's homeless people in Austin?
All these major issues. Pray through 2022.
Well, Spencer, you're from Austin. Yeah, have you ever noticed a homeless person there?
I have a hard time seeing regular people there.
Is it San Francisco level?
It's not San Francisco level, but it's
Denver level. Denver level.
It's South Street, Philly level.
Oh wow. Okay. Oh gosh. All right, and Spencer, you're up on the crocodile dentist.
So then, Spencer, do you just live there for work?
Say again.
Do you just live there for work?
So all of my clients most of my clients are New York, DC, LA, and so I got tired of doing all the cross country travel. So I was like, where can I live that's right in the middle?
In the middle. Okay. Because I have a hard time believing why someone would choose to live in Austin voluntarily.
Austin is one of the greatest places I've ever lived.
Really?
Hands
it's
down.
Great food.
Yeah, great food.
Music. Yes, but I just
music
can't get over
is fantastic.
How bad it's declined.
The comedy scene there is phenomenal.
The arts are great, but
and you can be like paddle boarding on the river.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 20 minutes later, be suited up and in a meeting downtown.
So I lived in San Marcos. Not like I went to school in San Marcos, which is, 30 minutes from there.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the decline that has happened just since I went to college has been incredible.
Austin, I think it's the actual sister city of Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, thanks to Rogan and Elon Musk, every time I go to the dog park, each new person I meet is either from New York or LA.
Oh, he's, he lived.
Dog park before you pick up chicks.
Why do you think I'm at the dog park?
That's why it's at the dog park.
I have a yard.
He's like, I don't even have a dog.
I have a yard.
Wait, so the dog park is an interesting thing, because do you have to, like, because a friend of mine came up with a great idea once, because the dog park, you could pick up chicks. A concept called rent-a-puppy. And basically what you do is you get this adorable puppy, and you walk it down to the dog park, you walk around the dog park, then you get to pick up your chicks, and then you just return the dog afterward and pay like 10 bucks an hour. Like, that's a good business.
I mean,
so this is capitalism. So it's like a side hustle for a dog walker.
No, it's like the dog picks
up the girls for you.
Yeah, the dog picks up the girls for you. You're leasing out the dog, and then you get the sympathy date where you say, oh my god, my dog was hit by a car.
But isn't that just like the male version of a girl wearing a miracle bra? Like, you get home, it's all.
No, I know, but that's why your dog got killed tragically. You have to come up with that story.
Do you need this back?
Okay. And not until I have to take that.
Sarah Gonzalez on the Crocodile Dentist. This is incredible.
This is not supposed to happen this way.
On the flip side, if you were drinking a shot every minute on the minute, it probably wouldn't.
Is this enough?
Oh, well, listen.
I'm convinced Adam has a note back there.
Make sure you have a little dog when you go to the dog park so it can sit in your lap.
Listen, I have three beer cans on the table and everyone else
I'm empty. I am empty. I just haven't poured the next shot yet. It's okay.
And Buttrell does cheat.
Oh, that was confirmed.
Oh, my God, I heard you say that on the radio this morning.
Yeah, Jason cheats.
What are you talking about?
Jason cheats.
I didn't tell you that. I'm actually here for you. I am your bouncer.
There's real enforcement going on
and
here.
We also, like, every once in a while, I'm going to have to do this just to keep you from, like, staring off Blake Lane.
Yeah,
space.
What was that? You said that. I was staring off for 10 minutes at a time?
I don't know. I just say things. I don't know what to say.
I don't even think you knew you were here.
Finally, you admit to it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, you've been doing headspace, mindfulness, meditation. It's all very good for you.
Some people go to the dog park. Buttrell goes to the rest stop.
We have some viewer-submitted questions that we asked for.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for these?
Yes. Yeah. I like this because Sarah's now had to do Fireball and multiple gulps of wine.
And I'm asking the
percentage-wise, she's probably drunker than us.
Yeah. And she's going to read.
And thank you for that.
One-third of all of us.
All right. Here, we've got one from Tammy Woodard. If you could only solve one problem in our country, which would it be and
it's
why?
It's going to be hard.
Still,
is going to be hard.
You're up
I have
first.
To go first. Yeah.
Just one problem.
And there's a lot of problems out there.
Yeah, there's
and
a
I
lot
think you guys know
from.
That, right? There's a lot of problems
you
out
are
there.
Filibustering right now.
Let me tell you about the problem I would personally select, though, when picking the most. Oh, gosh, it's time to drink.
You don't get out of answering the question.
I would say I would end this ongoing issue we have with doing power hours, because right now this is incredibly difficult.
This is why people watch your stupid shit.
Did you just push that as you were pushing it over?
Jason,
I had to one up what you were
Jason,
doing.
Jason, what do you think?
One problem to fix?
Yeah.
I guess a little bit more seriously, I'd fix probably our side first, because I think that the reason why the left is taking control over culture, every freaking aspect of this country, is because we've been so ballless. And right now, like, I've never been an advocate for.
Oh my God,
for,
here he goes.
Never been a. Hey, it's good.
This is a farm bill, right?
This is a farm bill. Farm bill. People love the farm bill. People have been cheering online. They're like, "Give me more Buttrell farm bill commentary."
No one has ever
and
said that.
It's almost no. It's coming. We're gonna get shirts next time. There's gonna be like, "Bring me the Jason Buttrell farm bill commentary."
We will sell precisely zero.
I think you're right, though. I think our side is the thing to fix.
I'm pressing this.
I've heard you say that you don't endorse boycotts.
Well, all right,
would you say you endorse them now?
No. I pressed
serious?
It no. And then moved it over to you.
I'm not a boycott guy, but I do understand the concept
around,
behind it.
Done
we'll
yours.
Pretend.
We're all just having separate conversations.
That with me.
We should probably remember this is a show. There are actually cameras, and we should probably talk somewhat kind of close, at least two at a time. Can we do two at a time? Isn't this unbelievable? When's the last time anyone has done a power hour?
I've already over-poured my beer.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's already messy. That's why they put the little plastic wrap on my desk.
Hey, Jason, if you're going to spew.
I can appreciate
spew
that.
Into this.
Spew into
this.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay, Spencer, what's your one problem you'd solve in the country?
Mental health.
That's a good one.
That is actually a
so,
legit
I mean,
good answer.
And I don't want to... The Safety Trap, which comes out this May 18th.
Yes! Book blog!
We've got this right
but
here.
What we are seeing after each school attack or mass shooting is... And the pandemic has only, helped to...
it's such a serious point.
Make that matter worse. But we really need to address the...
you know, and not to stigmatize mental health, but those with serious mental health really need, like, if we can come up with a vaccine for COVID within a year, why can't, I would love to see our elected leaders put that same emphasis into helping those who are truly needing of our support.
That's,
which would, in many cases, solve the homeless problem too.
Yeah,
it would solve the school shooting problem. It would solve the workplace violence problem. It would solve the domestic violence problem. There's a great book by a guy named John Bradshaw called "Healing the Shame That Binds Us," and if you just understand that so much of like childhood trauma or your parents like pushing the blame of their own childhood onto you, or you know, the mental defection, or sorry, wow, those beers
see that,
do.
See that good. Word? Defascia. Whatever, the mental defascia.
The mental defascia. Yeah. The mental deficiencies that impact all of us. I mean, there is a cure, fire there is help out shot. There. It is
fun. Again, no. Sarah?
Oh.
No.
Boy, we didn't think this through, did we?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
There's five people. It's going to land on her every time.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I don't see how.
Don't bring this up.
Wait, what?
What kind of?
Shut up, Adam.
Hey, Rain. Hey,
let's go counterclockwise now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It will still land back on you.
Shut up! Look what you did! What the hell? I grew up with three.
The reason I became a protector is because I have three younger sisters. I look out for women. Okay,
I was giggling inside. I was like, yo, perfect plan. That's right on the money right there.
That was. Wait, did you dye your hair dark? Are you actually a natural blonde?
Yes, apparently.
That's a great idea. Did you just instinctively go, oh, we'll just go the other way around knowing that ahead of time?
No, she said it.
I said it.
God.
Oh, crap.
We need to do the fireball thing.
Wait, didn't we do it?
Yeah, no one landed on it.
Anyway,
it didn't go off.
I did it and it didn't close.
It didn't close. Now she was legit on that, but it is going to hit you every time. I do feel like that's questionable.
I'm fine with it.
That's why you wanted me to do the crocodile dentist game.
Look, I am not known for knowing numbers very well.
That is really
not what I'm known
like
for.
Statistics or anything?
Oh, I didn't.
No, but let me ask you this. Do you think that would be is there a political divide between the Salvador
and mental
health?
Spencer's going back to real play. I love this. Yes, I will say, actually, that's a really good one. Because it does just F up our entire system, and every single issue is affected by it.
Yeah.
I would say that's a very good answer.
Right, let's close prisons and open up some mental health clinics.
Yeah. Okay, well, everyone else answered, so Chad, you should answer real quick.
Yeah, well, you're the freaking governor. Let's go, Gov. What do we got?
Well,
yes.
Are you going to do this in the debates? Just be like, hold on one second, Governor Abbott, let me just take a shot.
How come they never do this in the Avenger movies? Mm. Right? Like, I would want to see, like, Black Widow, Tony Stark,
oh my God,
Thor,
that would be amazing.
Captain America, and... Happy?
Hulk. No, Black Widow, Hulk. Probably.
I was going to say, no, she's
Black Widow.
I said happy.
I don't know who that is.
The John Favreau character.
Groot.
How about
Groot.
I'm kind of cool with that. John Favreau's.
Okay, Chad.
Okay, Chad.
Did you press?
Okay, hold on. Okay, thank you, Governor Abbott. Mr. Prather, you have, what is the most important issue that you could solve here going forward, if you could pick just one?
We need Merle Haggard back.
Yo. Oh,
that would solve a lot of things.
That would solve a lot of things. Raise him from the dead.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Johnny Cash.
And Johnny.
Okay.
Willie Nelson.
Can I skip
God,
one?
It's hard.
Okay.
God, it's only 20.
I just filled the beer.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay.
Is it Betchel?
No, I this pressed.
Well, we're going that way, though.
You guys have already.
Sorry.
Okay,
I mean, it doesn't really matter at this point if it's going to hit me every time.
Okay, Adam,
I don't care which way.
Let's be honest.
Boy.
Yes! Sarah basically wants to do the shots. Let's be honest.
Double down.
Okay, I have a question for Adam. This is sort of a fourth wall here. Are we talking over each other too much?
I don't think so. I am just, I want everybody to get a fireball shot.
Okay.
Aren't the people at home drinking as much
that
as we
too,
are?
Adam.
Yeah, it's a great question.
At different times when it's not on.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
I think that's fair. Okay, yeah, so Adam's gonna mix up.
I think that's fair
See,
too, Adam.
This,
Thank
the
you.
Second shot's already killing me.
Yeah. I would like to say for the people at home who can't understand us talking over ourselves, if you would just keep drinking, it will all clear up.
Okay, that's a great point. Spencer brings up a great point. So this is not like you're watching a show. You're supposed to be participating in this. Safety first. Don't do it while you're driving. But, like, I had to say that.
Oh, gosh, man.
It's unbelievable how fast.
Are we speeding up the clock?
No.
It is incredible how fast that minute feels after a while.
You can watch it. You can watch it counting. Oh, it's the same speed. All right. Okay.
When I'm doing planks, it's never this fast.
All right. I have another question here.
60 seconds is so much longer when you're planking.
Gentlemen, this is from...
Wait, you didn't answer.
Oh, I'm not. No, you're fine.
Wait, no, wait a minute. I would like to hear what Sarah thinks is the biggest problem.
I would too.
No. But seriously, though, Spencer, ace right there. I mean, nailed it.
I was actually gonna say exactly what he said, and then he was like, "Oh, yeah. Out of my mouth."
Right. I was going to express.
Oh,
gosh, Spencer, exactly you shouldn't way. Have taken Sarah's answer. Right? That was unbelievable.
That was very unchauvinistic, or very unchivalrous of me.
Yes, it was.
Let me give just a conceptual break here for a second.
Okay,
I want to go deep with the audience.
I tried.
And I want to talk about. I want to talk about just for a second. Just for a second. The concept here is Sarah is sober and we're drinking. But Sarah's had so much to drink that I feel like you just now are just in. You just need to participate.
Sure.
So,
I'm not saying you have to do that, but you have to answer the questions. One problem, and you can't steal Spencer's. You can steal the Merle Haggard one if you want.
That's how good it was.
What did you do about your
That was such a gubernatorial non-answer, wasn't it?
No, actually, I think just, if COVID has taught us anything, it's that big government power is a real problem.
Amen.
And I
yes.
clamped down on that. Thank you. Why is he the only one clapping?
What about guaranteed family leave for pregnant mothers?
No, actually, I would not do that.
Really?
I would not do that because it is not my employer's choice that I had a baby.
Wait, well, what if your employer knocked you up?
Well, I think that's a good way to get rich.
What if you got pregnant at work? You got pregnant at work, then they should have to pay.
No, that was my choice. Okay. I'm not sure if you understand how this works still.
But you're
that's part of your job duties.
All right.
We're legitimately disappointed.
So you differentiate societal responsibility from corporate responsibility?
I just think it's individual responsibility. I don't think it's society responsibility. I'm the one who chose to have a baby with my husband, and I don't think my employer was not in the bedroom with me, and I think as much as people say, oh, stay out of my bedroom. Okay, well, your employer was not in your bedroom at the time of conception, so I don't think that they should be on the hook for just paying for you to be out.
This is why you watch The News and Why It Matters, and you subscribe to Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered on YouTube.
Thank you.
That's why you do it.
Thank you.
That's freaking why you do it, Sarah.
Thank you. Uh-oh. Okay. Can I ask this one last question,
yes.
Adam? Okay, this one comes from Jay Kelly. The question is...
Is he related to R. Kelly?
I knew it was coming.
What is your favorite thing about Jesse Kelly?
I got a good answer for this
one. Can we zoom in on the...
I got a good answer for this one.
Can we zoom in? Am I supposed to know who that is?
Jesse Kelly,
Jesse Kelly, you are.
Well, my favorite thing about Jesse Kelly is how humble he is.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Jesse Kelly is the fact that Spencer doesn't know who Jesse Kelly is.
Yes!
Who's Jesse Kelly?
He's got a love that you don't know who he is.
He's a fellow host. He has a radio show.
And
he's on the first as well. And
he's definitely not having me on.
He's a great follow on Twitter.
Wait, now change your answer. We can just do a quick edit. Right. You could say he's my favorite host to talk about security issues or something.
Oh, Jesse Kelly? He's my favorite host to talk about security issues.
Oh, wow. Wow. You have a book out about security.
Yeah.
It's called The Safety Trap.
In fact, the first guy to pre-order it was a verified purchase from Jesse Kelly.
Wow. That's incredible. That's
okay. I want to tell Spencer to push the damn tooth, but I'm kind of scared of him.
I am now convinced that Adam has the remote.
You can't prove it.
Oh, man. This is so much.
Okay, right there. I almost spit that one out.
Uh-oh.
Show people the garbage can.
I got the garbage can.
Oh.
Are you already getting pulled?
There it is, America.
No vomit on TV. Oh, God.
Are you already getting pulled?
Okay.
My God, I don't need to smell the inside of the garbage can. That's for sure.
Wait, did you use an old used garbage can?
Not
quite halfway. Why wouldn't you have a clean garbage can?
This thing is iconic.
Wait, you painted a dirty garbage can? That's going in the MoMA for sure.
Okay, before we move on,
next question.
I do have one specifically for you, Stu.
Yes.
And I personally just really want to hear you answer it. If Stu was forced to have lunch with one of these people, who would he choose and why? Your options are... LeBron James, Meryl Streep, or Brian Stelter.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. This is a great question, by the way.
I know.
Give me one shot to think about it.
You want the fireball?
Oh, God. I do not feel good right now.
this.
We've hit. Okay.
Up.
Wait.
There it is.
Oh, Chad, I didn't
you almost
hear
just.
It. I didn't
what
hear
was that?
It. He swore. When we do this thing
swear.
To alert them to it, make the edit.
Ah.
I, out of that list, okay, LeBron James is among the worst people that has ever lived on the planet.
Yep.
That is a hot take.
It is completely
true
and 100% true. And also, does he make the top 10 NBA players of all time? I'd say no.
No.
But that's a whole other situation. Here's what I would say.
You're in a small circle of people.
I'm totally right, and you know I'm right. So LeBron James, the other one was?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is she's not even a good actress. She's terrible.
She was a great actress.
No, oh, my gosh. Listen to this contrarian.
Go back
here.
To Austin, you bastard. No wonder he likes Austin. Dude, no wonder he likes Austin.
I have a section in my book about being disagreeable and the importance of standing your ground. And
No. Okay, that's you,
yes,
Jason.
Yes.
Okay,
come on, Boutrill.
No, oh, God, here we go. Come on, go down.
Oh, yes! Oh, nice. No, Adam called for it. Adam.
Wait, I thought we were doing it. Get the, I thought it was every 10 minutes.
Still gotta bite
why is it
you?
29 minutes?
Because Adam's changed the rules, that's why.
Well, listen, all I know is that I took two large gulps of wine and then I was forced to take a fireball shot.
I will say, and I think there's a chance Spencer, if anyone here agrees with me on this one, I think the answer of my question is, I believe it would be Brian Stelter, and here's why. Brian Stelter, the only thing he has going for him, he's a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Oh my God.
At least we've got that. Yes.
It's also the saving grace of Jake Tapper.
Yes, it is.
He has
He's
no
an Eagles
grace.
Fan, like a real We're person over here.
I'm sitting in between two Eagles fans.
Oh, wait, how could
Which is exactly
right?
the way Beck right. treated Stelter in the last interview.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot we got to drink this.
Which, by the way.
Wait, am I up? Why am I up?
Isn't it shocking that he's like, what, 34, 35?
He looks like a thumb.
He does look like a thumb.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
Come on.
Go.
Come on.
You got it.
I was going to say, you just wanted to have lunch with him so you can talk about how much the morning show destroys
his
God.
Have you hit it once?
No, not once. You know why? Because I have a connection with animals. Yeah, I have a connection with animals. Like
you have a connection with animals.
These animals love me.
Okay.
Do you have any animals?
Oh my! Do I have animals?
Oh, he's kind of like 12.
I have a zoo.
Have you met his wife?
Oh my God!
You should see the nuts on his guinea pig.
Can I be honest? I sometimes forget that you and Lisa are married.
It's hard to imagine. I mean, frankly,
you want to talk about two people that are just not alike.
No, not alike. And like, look, the out of my league thing is obvious, and I'm not going to just admit it. But it's like people can't even understand it. And then she buys this thing, George, which is this
thing.
Little, yeah, it's a hairless guinea pig.
He's so cute.
With these balls.
Gigantic
like
balls.
Half the size of the creature.
He is a man.
I saw when she had him on a GB show.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not normal.
It's not normal. No, like, he's got a condition. Wait, you gotta press the button, I think. She is 80 drinks in.
Can I throw out a topic?
I'm scared. Okay.
Whew. Yes, go ahead.
Movie theaters.
You
and I both love movies.
Yes.
You and I both love going to movies.
Yes.
You and I also both love having awesome home theater.
Yes.
What are we getting to?
With HBO Max and these other streamers now doing like same day release where you can watch it
right
in the theater or in your own home.
Yes.
Where do you? Are you a? Are you a? I'm fine just doing it at home now. Or are you? I want to go back to the theater. Or
I
are you
love
a,
theaters. So May 1st they open quote unquote open theaters at 25% capacity here in 2020. You don't remember this?
Oh, in 2020.
So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Pat and I went to a movie. It was a terrible. Who's the guy? Vince.
Vaughn.
Not Vaughn. Vince. Is it Vince? Who's the guy in the? It's in Fast and Furious.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
All
right. I am a huge Vince Diesel fan.
It's the 32-minute mark.
Wait, do I have to do another one? Am I
more short? We're halfway there.
Okay, so Vince Diesel is in this movie, and Pat and I are in this theater, and it was like the time, like back in the day, where like who even knew if you could even walk into a theater, or, you know, like it was at the very beginning. It was one theater in Texas open. It was like it's like 2 miles from here, so we went there. We were the only two people.
That just happened.
Mother, come on. That one was edited.
We're speeding up the clock, right?
Yes.
Food challenge.
It's time. It's time.
I had a story about that, but go watch. There's a video about it.
We have a food challenge. So the first one is you guys are all going to have to try these Calbee seaweed and salt potato chips.
Okay. Come on.
So are these like
is this like in like the sugar-free gummy bear vein?
That actually
sounds
good.
It's not.
Sugar-free
it's not
gummy bears are great, by the way.
Sugar-free gummy bears are not great. Oh. Have you ever read the Amazon reviews?
I didn't
try that brand. I did not try that
Amazon
brand.
What flavor is that?
This?
Yeah.
Seaweed
you don't know
and
the sugar free gummy bear?
Okay. So,
it's all people talking about.
I mean, in the age of COVID, obviously, we would all just be passing it around. Yes.
So did you get.
Just dump some on the table.
No, I don't. Basically like,
what,
I'm going to take one.
This came from Adam. I know Adam's taste. I know this is exactly came from Adam.
Wait, why are we seaweed potato chips?
Seaweed and salt.
Seaweed.
Listen,
if you put oil and vinegar, if you put oil and vinegar and salt on anything,
dude, those are good,
right?
I like them.
I just eat
those
seaweed.
Are not
I
bad.
Just eat seaweed, so I'm sure
stop
I would like it.
Asian potato chips.
AAPI.
Hashtag
potato
stop
chip
Asian eight. Potato chips.
Those are pretty good.
If you could solve one problem, in the country,
I feel like I just ate I'm either
drunk or
I think it tastes like a baked glaze.
It feels like I just ate a crunchy trout. Is what it tastes like.
Dude, that's good.
Chat's
I like it.
Chat just has
really
it
good.
Now.
Hey, we got off topic.
Hey, somebody
on
hit the damn button.
Oh wait, who's up? Adam, what the hell, Adam? It's
not
your
here.
Freaking job.
Okay, he did
Spencer
it.
Wants
did
to
it.
Drink Fireball so bad.
Oh Spencer does not want to drink Fireball so bad. But Spencer knows that if Spencer
turn.
Shows fear,
do you have another question or something?
He will absolutely have to drink Fireball.
Do you want to do the next food? Okay.
Oh, all right. Gosh.
Wait, how many foods do we have? Let's save
the oh, questions. Got it.
So no. these are
I will give you that question.
These are fans.
After.
These are fan submitted questions.
Yes, they are.
Kamala Harris. I didn't like her before, but I really don't like her right now.
Okay, so I think that this is going to be where we get Spencer.
Ooh.
And we all make lots of money off of him.
Please.
So let me start with him.
Do what I have to take my shirt off?
Yes. I don't know what the question is yet, but yes. What is the one favorite?
You weren't here for this, but I took a selfie in the dressing room and I was going to tweet out, are we doing shirts or skins? And I was advised not to do it.
That's probably a good idea.
There's nowhere to
put
your microphone.
But then he just said it, so we could have just done
it. I'm sorry.
What is the one favorite? Listen.
Listen.
What is the one favorite behind the scenes story?
Oh,
your one favorite behind the scenes story.
Use your words.
This is your favorite story.
Oh, I didn't. I'm gonna ask Stu for his. I want to know yours.
We were going to a Brooks and Dunn concert, and we got stopped by a cop. That's all I'm gonna say.
So Spencer has this ability, basically, I would say to ignore normal human lines, like the normal realm of communication between two humans, right? Like someone, you walk up to someone, they say something, you react to it. Spencer has an ability to ignore that, to pass through it. So we came up and a police officer, we came up to a barrier and a police officer said, yeah, you guys can't come through that. And the normal answer to that would be like, oh, are you sure? Can I go through? What about, where do I go? What Spencer did there was to press the accelerator pedal and just go.
No.
No, what Spencer did was got out and said, oh, if you're not going to move it, I will.
Oh, yeah, he actually moved the barrier. I should.
And I got out, and the cop went for his gun, and I just looked at him, and he went, I don't know who you are, but
it seemed
okay.
It seemed like it should have happened. Like
I should have been dead.
Yes.
You know the funny thing is that everyone from that used to work at this company
pre
2011.
Stu did it.
They all have a story about Spencer doing something crazy.
So.
Every single one of them.
No, Spencer was.
Hey, white privilege.
Yes.
1,000%.
That's a good point.
That's right there.
1,000%.
Okay.
Because the cop, I literally said, hey, can you move this barrier out of the way? Because
this is rigged if you don't hit it.
38.
Now.
And the cop said no. And I was like,
Scott,
none?
This is incredible. I've done very well tonight.
Wait, did you tell the story wrong so that I would tell it right and thereby?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, that story was told on the radio, which is
why. No, Sarah's up.
That story was told
that's
on
right.
the radio.
Yeah,
I know
mine.
I'm safe on my.
There are, okay, I want to make sure people understand this.
I feel
this
like
this crocodile, if you're a dentist
for
this crocodile, there are only four teeth left.
You were rigging. He's rigging getting, this
you're
for
getting
me.
It. Can we see underneath
no,
where the RF transmitter is going to Adam's remote?
No, I'm not
going to
hit
40.
It's a 38.
What is it at?
It's a 38. I'm
no,
good.
No, Adam's decided
somehow,
to
protect. Someone,
that's the quickest minute of my life.
Someone
that was the quickest minute of my life.
How do I?
Chat.
30.
Hold on, Chad Prather. Potential. Oh, wait. Oh!
Oh!
Yes! Oh, my God. I love how this is happening to you.
Thank you, Stu.
You've got it the most.
You've been so nice to me all these years, and I'm just so happy in your sorrow.
We need to add a sixth person for next year.
Yeah, another? Okay. Okay, Chad Prather, candidate for governor.
Yes.
What are you doing, dude?
This is good. This is a good time to ask candidacy questions.
I want to ask that candidate question. So here's my question.
I totally spaced.
There is a part. There has to be a part of you, right?
Thanks.
Because you, I asked you this on the last Power Hour, right? Are you really running for governor, or is this bull? Right.
How many times does he have to tell people?
And he keeps telling me, but I mean,
you guys are not. You don't believe it.
I would freaking. I mean, I think all of us would agree. I would freaking love Chad Prather to be freaking governor of the state. Like, he'd be awesome.
It would be different.
It would be awesome. It would be different. It would, at the very least, be entertaining. There might be half of the state on fire. I don't know. But it would be freaking awesome.
Let me make an official statement here. Yeah. I'm not the governor you want. No, I'm not the governor you need. I'm the governor you want.
Yes!
Well, listen, I remember when Beto was running for Senate, all the power hours that he did.
As he spills his shot,
yeah, I know.
I'm the governor you need.
No, Spencer's up for the fireball. There you go.
I hit two.
Double jeopardy. So do you get to skip the next one?
No.
That's a good question.
That's because I'm living right, Stu.
Oh my gosh.
But me and the Lord are like this.
Okay.
Okay. Who else? You probably
have a running good for governor.
Behind the scenes story. I have one that didn't even happen to me, but it happened to you, so you better say it.
I have many great stories particularly about Glenn Beck and over the years. I shouldn't tell many of them. Oh gosh, Carmela again.
She is.
What I want to know is whose idea was it to use.
Oh, so I need to do it. All right, so can I have the fireball?
Yeah, you just have to do one. That's the rule.
Hit the thing.
No.
We were totally lying about it, and then it happened. Okay.
Almost vomited on that one. We're getting close.
Yeah,
41, we're getting close.
This is Chad Prather vomit territory. It's why we brought the...
do it, baby.
So last time when I threw up, I had the presence of mind when I walked off stage to at least take the microphone off.
That was
you
nice.
Did.
Thank
well,
you.
At least the problem with fireball. It tastes so good.
Yeah, they'll mute you.
It's like Goldschlager.
Yeah.
If you ask for it, they will.
Maybe.
Can they mute him if he goes to vomit?
Yeah. Maybe. It'll happen.
We'll do it in
How
post.
How good will the ratings be if they don't mute him, I think is the question.
Just don't puke on me.
Here's the thing. How disappointed will the viewers be if I don't vomit?
Yeah, like this is why they came.
I feel like of the pressure of
they're
I
all
have
liberals.
To do this.
No!
Dude.
Come on.
Hit them teeth. Hit
like,
them teeth, Metro.
At some point,
can I just
be honest about
how did this come up?
Jason, okay.
What, can we?
So yes, what, I will be honest. With
someone like, what is the origin of the power?
Okay.
Boom.
So, a while ago, one night,
I was born at an early age.
I'm surprised you weren't there. Frankly, it was in this era.
I may have been.
You may have been there, and for some reason, some idiot decided to suggest a power hour, and I was like, what's a power hour? I had never done one in my life. And this is like me in my 30s. So this is not like when you're supposed to be doing power hours.
Right.
And I did a power hour, and I was like, this is incredible. Like, you do 7.5 beers in an hour, and you start off the night just going.
Yeah.
And it's a great begin to the evening. Begin to the evening.
I think it's beginning.
The evening begins at the beginning of the evening.
I don't know what I'm saying.
And here's where it starts.
My point is, oh!
So when I asked earlier, where does he go off the rails? It's 42:03.
It's usually about the mid 40s.
My wife is calling. Hold on.
Can we talk?
It's usually the mid.
Lisa?
Is he alive still?
Yeah, we are here. You're in the middle of Power Hour right now.
You are on.
We are on shot 43 of 60. You are here right now. People can hear you. We were just talking about George's balls.
Hey, that's rude. Don't talk smack about him.
No, but I mean, you have to admit, he has absurdly gigantic balls.
It's like he has six legs.
He's like...
George's balls.
But I got him a tripod.
Did you,
can
so,
we do a t-shirt and sell that? That says,
George's balls t-shirt?
I heart George's balls. And the heart could be his balls.
Hold on. Are you there?
Oh, no. I thought you guys
came to four. No, so hold on. My wife is here.
And that kind of insight is going to lead Texas College.
No, come on. Here, you take my phone.
Okay.
Take my phone.
I feel so bad for you.
They made me take a fireball shot.
Wait a minute. Was that 30 seconds?
That was 30 seconds.
Felt like 30 seconds.
Yeah, but we're on shot. They're on shot 44 right now.
How is this possible?
Lisa, why are you usurping our
Did you
time?
Hit the native?
Oh, you're looking so cute in them glasses.
All alone. Just know, me and George's balls are watching you.
I will. I got you, girl.
If the guinea pig's balls can see me, that's some special balls.
Me and George's balls and are George's watching balls. You. How do I even react to that as a
You just smile and nod.
Let me tell you something about your wife.
Did you do? Yes. She's on, by the way, the Chad Prather show all the time.
Wait, did you share your behind the scenes?
No, he didn't.
That woman makes coffee nervous.
She does. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's
She's also keeping F45 in business.
Yes.
How?
I just drank a shot.
Okay. All we asked. Seriously. No, we're stop this for a second. All we asked. We asked for one effing thing. One effing thing. Which was make it 60 seconds before I hear Kamala Harris's dumb
line. It is.
There's no way that was 60 seconds. I want you, if you're on YouTube, I want you to report that they're skipping seconds on the bottom. Watch the bottom.
They're not going to
report skipping
that.
Them.
Listen, it's the viewers are the only ones that can keep this thing accountable.
Right.
Because we don't have a damn clue.
No, I don't. Every time, they always say the same thing to me, which is like, Stu's cheating. He's not cheating.
Next shot.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no more.
What is that?
I really want to know a behind-the-scenes story.
That looks like one of those things when we were kids where, like, the snake jumped out of it.
That I can talk about?
Okay, whatever. What I thought so. That
well,
where
if
I thought
we weren't
you were
threatened
go,
to get sued yeah. on the radio, yeah, yeah. perhaps we'd be more.
Where I thought you were
I could tell
go.
A story about.
Wait,
the
let
time
me ask my have my lawyer over here.
Oh gosh.
No, that ain't 60
no
seconds.
No way, that was 60 seconds. That
where
was
crazy. I thought you were gonna go, Stu,
okay, go ahead,
was the time when you were doing Pat and Stu, and Jeffy didn't take his mic off.
And he went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I love that. Our friend Andrew Wilkow, host on Blaze TV, great host. You should watch the show. I got that one, right?
Oh, yes.
Jason, you're up.
Can we talk about LJ getting scared because someone was taking a leak at the Western Wall?
Yes, we can talk about that at some point. But hold on, let me give
fighting?
You this.
I'm fighting vomit.
I know, it's tough. It's tough.
Are you already?
Chad is at his limit.
Listen, as we near the 50 mark, trust me, it's gonna be touch and go. I don't want to puke in my golden trash can though. That thing is.
It is really. It is really nice. Pretty.
So we're on the air, Pat and Stu show. We're on the air. We go to break. Andrew Wilkow comes out. Great dude. I love Andrew. Comes out. We're gonna do a segment with him. He starts talking about something. That was not 60 seconds. That
Thank
was
God.
It's,
Wait,
they're
I'm going
not,
this way or this way?
They're screwing with us.
No. It's just time.
Okay, so.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Andrew starts talking about something. I don't remember what it was. And in the
no,
middle
I
of
just,
it, we just hear.
I just pressed.
All right, well, I did too.
So, and you can find this, by the way, on YouTube. This is a real thing. Andrew Wilkow in the.
I love you.
What you hear.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
By the way, I wish you didn't explain this. There's a button here. We're supposed to hit it when people swear so they can
but
find it.
But it doesn't
and edit.
Actually say anything.
No, it doesn't actually do anything. So my point, long story short, in the middle of Andrew talking, we just hear tinkling. And I don't know. Why are we hearing tinkling on the air? And of course, you know, stupid Jeffy freaking walks out and goes potty. And he's just letting it fly. He's got his mic on. He's just letting it fly. It's going all over the place. I don't know what's going on.
Can I not that this relates to the Mercury ecosystem, but can I tell you how many times you're working a movie set and
oh, tinkling on the air?
No.
Fireball shot for Stu.
And you hear a certain talent getting gratified.
Producer said it goes straight to Stu.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
He said it.
No, but we just heard an amazing Spencer who is as. Both Spencer and Jason have you know, done
Jason's
protection.
Jason's eating these chips.
Feel good.
Wait, but this is what I said on the air. Sarah, back me up on this. We have not heard Jason talk in 20 minutes.
No.
He has not talked in 20 minutes.
That's the thing about him. He's a quiet drunk.
Yeah, he just
hey, hit your button. You're a fireball.
I'm just enjoying.
Yeah, you do have it's a not gonna, it's
so
not
anyway, let's what actors were getting some. Wait,
well, we're not, I'm certainly not giving names. But
no, you
when
can't
you
do
want
that.
To talk about like embarrassing things that you hear no. on an open mic. I just did this.
Yeah, you really have to.
You know the most impressive thing.
You better
about
hope
that
you
story
have a connection with this guy.
Please.
Okay, by the way, that video of Jeffy stealing cookies was so appropriate.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Chad, okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Most impressive thing about that story of Jeffy
come on, Stu.
Taking a piss was.
No!
Yes!
That doesn't count?
Of course it does.
Oh, it counts, baby.
You made me do double.
Oh, no.
Fill it
no,
all the way up to the brim, Jason.
Now,
all
no.
the way up to the brim.
We're way too far into this
overflow.
For this thing.
All the
Lisa's
way up to the
at home
brim.
Making up the guest
karma.
Bedroom as we speak.
God, no, no.
Don't you have to go to a Little League game tonight or something like that?
So my I will say my son did
don't
have.
Don't time stamp it.
Did I miss one? Did we already
do it.
Oh, no.
I don't even know.
No, this is not good.
Do you have any more Bud Light?
Yeah, you want?
Oh, is that where the rest went?
My son had a football game today.
There it is. You got to do
and,
two
but
now.
But luckily, it rained. Got rained out. No.
You got to do the fireball and then the.
All right. So
okay.
I
love
this.
You.
I'm close.
You got this.
If it was not for this freaking awesome audience,
this is not
that
easy.
Stuck through this stupid freaking show for 250 episodes of me ranting and whining and complaining about annoying people in the media and all the stuff I do. I would definitely not do the shot right now. I would just go home and go to sleep. But because of you, because I freaking love you, that's why. I freaking love you.
This is what people have paid for.
It is.
Even though this
nice.
Show is
free. Nice. Yeah.
Good.
Now you gotta chase it with the.
It tastes like Big Red. It's so good.
it's like so you good. Don't want it, but you're like, oh, I can do
I don't
want
to do it, really but good. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It hurts
okay,
so bad,
what was
but it
your
feels so good.
Behind the scenes before I get to.
I was just going to say the impressive thing, and I think I do one right, and Jeffy can find his wiener.
Oh!
Now, no one said he could see it. They just said he could.
Food
wow!
Challenge.
No! All right. Not a food challenge now.
Okay, so what we have here. Chad,
what is
watching
this?
Your carbs?
Toxic waste, hazardously sour candies.
Okay. Oh, I love
these.
I'm gonna give you them
right
out.
Here. Yeah,
are
yeah,
you?
I'm a sour. No okay. Yeah, yeah.
Here's a watermelon.
It.
Here's a I think that's apple. Here's a blue raspberry. Here's a lemon.
This is a lifeline.
No one gets the lemon. Why did you give me
okay,
the lemon?
Okay, you want another one?
Hazardously sour candy.
I just like to complain.
Why? Wow.
Has anyone noticed Jason has not pressed the button and like
press
the button. Seven
yeah, press the button.
Okay, now Spencer.
I hit two. I hit two again.
Spencer again.
like him.
Not on
okay,
purpose.
Okay, Chad, you're up.
Whoa.
What are we
okay.
doing?
Right, Power,
we're just round robin.
We're not
in the last 10 minutes here. Gosh, you guys are just.
It's impressive.
Chad, you done a fireball shot?
Oh, wait.
Uh-uh.
Fireball shot!
Oh,
okay,
Chad.
There it is.
Oh.
Fireball shot.
Oh, yeah!
Same thing happened to me.
Oh, I'm so glad that happened. I'm so glad
you
that
you don't
happened.
Have balls as big as George.
That was fantastic. You got this fireball. That thing should be overflowing. I mean, top it off.
Ooh.
There we go.
To the future governor of Texas.
So that thing is sour in the beginning, and then it gets really sour.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God, so sour.
I just swallowed it because it was just like,
yeah. Oh, wow. My God.
That's yeah. a hack.
That's strong.
You get
that
right like there. Sour.
It goes like it goes
there you
like.
Go.
This
future,
thing is dripping.
Oh god!
Of Texas
it goes from
right
like
here.
Sour
come on, Chad.
To like pure toxicity.
Yes. Come on, Brinther.
Yeah.
Just swallow it.
Ah, holy.
I can eat that. That's nasty.
You got him, Dr. Jones.
Jason
good.
Just threw his. He just threw it.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Which would you rather clean up, that or Chad?
Fair. That's fair.
Chad, you wait. Hold on. Can we stop? Chad hasn't vomited yet. Congratulations to Chad Brinther!
Well, so we're coming up on the time when he did last time. That's 49 minutes. You got about 2
minutes. We're at 52, you moron. What the hell are you talking about? We're coming up on 49 minutes.
Can we not start at 5?
What time is it?
I'm going
time
I'm not by that.
I'm not just clock.
I'm on the screen.
I can barely read 3 feet in front of my face right now.
All right, so
watch
look,
this.
Let
watch,
me just
watch
tell you guys.
Connect.
I was ashamed. My performance last year.
Were you?
I was ashamed of it too.
You're gonna get it again for calling me a moron. Watch this.
I have worked out. I've been in the gym.
Please, karma.
Come on.
No, you
watch this. Ready?
No, I have not at all.
I'm.
I might be the only one that's seen the inside of a gym in the last 3 years.
I will do every freaking tooth on here until the last one, because I have a connection with this
maybe
Sarah.
So Spencer.
Crocodile, watch this.
Sarah got a polyton. Okay, let's...
Oh, wait. Hey, guys. Didn't we just drink? And I are talking.
How many should I do? Watch this. Watch this. I will get every tooth on this. Ready?
We're having state-level discussions here.
See, because I have a connection with this freaking...
Leave it there. Give it to Jason. Fireball shot.
Fireball!
Seriously?
Really?
Fireball!
You
should be like...
Yeah!
Fireball!
You should be like
Jeff Speakman.
Why are you
I don't even know if that's
this
legal.
This is your second. So should we solve like tax policy?
No, it's just
now?
A double shot.
What's the right
thing? Property tax.
You do this fireball.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Rapid fire.
Well, I was trying to, and you.
That is a nonpartisan issue in Texas. Property tax. Gotta go away.
Gotta go.
Yes. Oh. Because you never.
If you are governor, are you going to raise the business flat tax?
No.
Good.
Okay. Here.
Come on.
I just did a double.
God, well, I mean, seriously, I am not a fan of Kamala Harris. But after this, after hearing that dumb laugh, why does she laugh like that, Sarah?
It's a nervous tick.
So is that like a real laugh that
that's
she commonly does,
laugh.
Or is that like one of those like
that's her nervous laugh?
It's a nervous tick.
No, but who was that DNC guy that like was running for president and then had that and it was just
Howard Dean.
So is that like her real laugh, or that's is that like a Howard Dean thing?
In like normal times,
but it's not genuine.
But is it repeatable?
It's not genuine.
No, that's her nervous laugh.
Do you remember?
Oh, so that's like a repeatable,
ago,
like,
and you and Glenn.
Years ago.
Years ago. You and Glenn.
I do.
You and Glenn.
I love my Sarah Gonzalez. I gotta say it.
I try
to.
Holy
shit!
Fireball shot!
No! Don't even. I can't believe you're here! Elijah Schaefer! Elijah freaking Schaefer!
Wait,
he shows up, he has to do a fireball shot.
Yes!
That's a done deal.
There you go.
Fireball shot for Elijah
Schaefer. One step forward, okay. Elijah.
Got it.
One step, get in the camera angle there.
There you go.
You got it.
You should grab it. Yes, go ahead, do it.
Can we grab him a seat next to Sarah?
I'm dry heaving.
Do it!
Yay! Yes. Right, you got it.
Is that not the prettiest trash can you've ever seen?
That is a damn
good
trash can.
Did you see it?
I don't have a mic, and that's a good thing. But I don't have a mic, but that is a beautiful trash can. It reminds me of,
We're gonna auction this off for charity. Just kidding! Dude, staying with me.
Who's losing? Who's losing right now?
We're all losing.
We're all losers.
The viewer loses.
Yes. I will say this. I said we gotta have Elijah Schaefer for a power hour. And here's what I heard. And I want Sarah Gonzalez to answer this.
Okay.
Because I love Sarah. And Sarah's gonna answer this.
Elijah.
The answer was, he's not eating carbs right now, so he can't do it.
Stop.
You guys have to drink right now.
Shut up.
Stop.
Hey, but here's the thing.
If you're at the table, you're drinking too, buddy.
Elijah.
And here's the thing about
Elijah. 4 minutes
remain. Now, if this was vodka, Elijah would drink us all under the table.
I will say.
Listen, if this was blends, I'd drink us all under the table.
Wait, hold on. Can we talk about Elijah for a second here?
Yeah.
For the last four, we only got 3 minutes.
Dude, you're doing
good
this time.
Yeah.
Elijah.
Dude, I'm 100%.
How long does it take you to do the...
Like 20 seconds?
You're finally qualified.
How long does yours take?
The girl did it in the makeup room. It was cute.
So,
great.
Elijah.
I mean, how much hair can a man have?
Elijah has spent his. This dude is going into the mill of every effing, like, crisis situation, every riot. This guy has done incredible journalism and covered all. I say this when I'm sober. Do I not say this when I'm sober?
Well, I mean,
it's not as.
Oh, wait.
He means it when he's drunk. But he means it when he's drunk.
Yeah. I like this.
All right.
He said.
Fireball! He said it! He said fireball!
No,
he said fireball! You did? I heard it!
That's four times!
Yes. I heard it.
Just swing it! Just swing it!
There you go.
Do it! It's good for you! It's good for you! Those no carbs!
Woo!
Yes!
Is there a rainstorm?
That sounds like
that was weird. Suddenly we were in South America.
Thanks. I'm gonna pay for that.
Yeah, you are.
Mm. I can't even tell you guys. Or your child is. You guys are acting just like you do.
Really?
All the time.
Yeah.
Maybe I really, really, am really proud of you guys.
I don't know. You're one of the two.
I can't believe
the closest I've come to throwing up all night was watching her do that.
I had no idea.
Her husband's at home watching, going like,
"Okay, your excuse was I'm not drinking carbs."
No, and Sarah, that's true.
Oh my God.
Are you serious,
Elijah? Panelists, 2 minutes remain.
Two minutes.
Jason Buttrell takes a fireball shot.
Yeah! There we go.
Really?
Said Jay. I'll pour it for you. That's no problem.
Seriously, I'm the only one.
Are you playing? I love
the
new.
You took
you
one.
Press
I took
it,
one.
And if it,
I took
if
one.
It press, you took down one. On, yeah, you,
you
press it
taken one yet?
No, if it clamps down on you, then you have to. There you go. You're good.
Pass
okay.
It along.
Yeah.
You have to understand that right now. Last time we did this, me and Bill Richmond were taking whiskey shots at the 30-second mark.
It's true.
We in between.
Yes, in between. It was they're insane.
Like stop half Asian hate. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, fireball!
No, fireball. It's not fireball. Yes.
Jason, you should pour. You should pour.
The producer said so.
Wait, I got to bring in a special rule here. Because this is the end, it's two fireball shots for you, Stu.
Yeah, I agree.
You bastard.
I actually agree with how many shots. I am fireball shots.
We literally just did it.
She'd put it on somebody else.
Yeah, I put it on him. Do we agree?
I want to say this. I agree with the media about Elijah Schaefer. He's a bad guy. He's doing horrible things.
Stop talking. Take your shot.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Stop talking.
Well, at least he wasn't a journalist pretending to shoot someone.
Because he said two.
Yes, there's the second one. Take it now. Now.
Come on, Stucifer.
That was almost Chad Prather territory.
Holy. Come on, Stucifer.
I can't do it.
All right, I've got one more shot on tap.
Where are you?
It's sitting there looking
at you. Where are you, Mr. Low Carb over here? Elijah Schaefer, here's
looking
a guy who's in the middle of getting...
Wait, jacket.
I
want to
say this. I
want
to say like this. A fat lard, like, but I gained
dude,
like
no.
20 pounds after the Capitol stuff. At
Himself under the bus.
This guy has literally taken gunshots. People have fired guns at this guy.
What's that
and
like?
He won't eat carbs.
Okay.
Freaking carbs.
Here's the thing. I got to be a smaller target for the next time. Okay.
That was always my problem.
That was always too big.
That's a good answer.
It's unfair though.
You're sober. So
it's when you look in the shower and you get grossed out by your own physique when you know you've got to start making some changes.
Dude.
The power hour has ended. Survival.
Oh, Chad.
My producer. Candice, the queen of the Ethiopians.
Oh, God, here we go.
Ethiopians
She's
would
great.
Never come take a shot for me.
No, no, don't.
Oh,
No,
wait,
do it.
I'm gonna piss in that before he pukes in it.
No.
There it goes!
Don't do it! Did he do it?
There it goes!
No! We missed!
Piss, I'll be right back.
No!
So sick.
There it goes!
Edit! Edit!
Ew.
No! No! Chad, no! We made it the whole hour! We made it the whole hour?
Yes.
Why was it not?
There it goes!
Oh, no!
It's the Bulimia Post Show with your host.
Oh, yes. Here, I'm going to hold your hair
Walk
back, baby.
Behind
I'm going to hold your hair back.
What is that?
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
Mother. Oh. Adam, edit. Edit, bleep, at least the sound. At least the sound of it.
Don't you edit, Adam.
No, you edit.
Don't you edit.
Don't let this be in vain.
No, just. I'm so sorry.
Don't you dare.
I'm so sorry, America.
Ooh, I got a booger. That's gross.
That's the gross thing? The booger's the least gross thing about you. Oh, no. Come on.
Okay, so I have a special skill. I have a special skill back in college. I learned how to puke at will.
Oh, my God. No. Why would you enjoy that. Why wouldn't you wait? We made the same beer you drank. Oh! So Chad Prather, please elect him.
He's
the running for governor.
Prather2022.com.
He's going to do great. He's going to do a great job. I will say this. He probably won't vomit while in a debate. He'll probably pass laws without vomiting.
Yeah.
He won't get through a power hour without vomiting, apparently.
You told me this was going to be fun.
No, it's not fun.
I'm like,
Elijah,
it's
not fun.
I just got saved. If anyone wants to actually see me join one of these, you have to tell him. Yeah, but I will outdrink you guys. I probably won't.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Oh, Mr. Tough Guy over
here.
Mr. Tough Guy, low carb guy.
Listen, guys, no question about it.
I'm going to go on Atkins and keto and not drink carbs. It's going to outdrink us.
You're looking good, man.
I mean, I was drinking in foreign countries long before you guys were even out of college. I'm sorry. Ain't going to happen.
Good God. Look at this bottle. We've actually drank half a bottle of
probably like half of that was me.
Oh, it's totally. Please. No, don't do it. Don't do it, Chad. Don't. Chad, you just.
Oh, God.
God, good God.
This ain't about the drunkenness.
Oh, God!
I will say this.
Camera? Sorry. I'm sorry, I was off camera.
Let me say this to you, America.
This trash can got heavier.
It did. Okay, let me say this to the country, particularly the state of Texas. Vote Greg Abbott for Texas.
No!
He will be great. He's going to be great.
No.
Is he running again?
He may vomit, but he will not make you wear a damn mask.
That's true.
Listen,
you know what?
As someone who lives in Austin, we went from like phase one to phase
70.
In like 5 days.
It's true.
See?
It's true.
So,
and one of the things that I would push for is you can puke on Sundays, which means the liquor stores are open.
Yeah.
No blue laws.
Wait, but you can't die on Tuesdays.
Hold on.
You can buy liquor on Sundays, but you can't die on Tuesdays.
What are we doing?
I'm talking now to social media.
Wait, so who won the night?
Still being taped?
God, this
is
unbelievable.
We're about
who
to
won this?
I will say this. You should not. Here's what I will say. Don't do Power Hour.
I never stood up.
Terrible idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blaze TV brings you the
Elijah's here with
the highest quality content.
I never
left. Yeah. Like 57.
You definitely want to pay to subscribe.
Blaze TV.
Do you really say edit?
Hold on.
That is gold.
Okay, we got to wrap up. Chad, Spencer.
Work, sweat, win.
Yeah, what's the name of the book?
The safety trap?
Freaking buy the safety trap. Buy the
safety trap.
Look,
do it. Do it. Do that thing.
By the way, pre-order Am I Crazy, too.
Am I Crazy?
Am I Crazy? The Safety Trap and How to Get Away with Being Married.
Yes! There we go.
Hey, I would like to say that I won. I never left the table. I never threw up. So I won.
Wow.
I won this power hour.
I'm going to a restaurant.
Are you live? Are you doing a live?
What is this?
I don't know. I just started.
I can't believe you threw up like 4 or 5.
You don't even know what platform he's on.
I probably just lost my sponsorship.
That was weird.
I don't know.
Guys, I'm sorry about this.
Can I see the camera?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse Kelly.
Oh my God, here we go.
You're my favorite host.
Hey, you're the tallest Marine I've ever
met. About security.
Oh, there he goes.
Sorry.
See, Kelly's the tallest Marine ever.
Okay, all right. Stop your video.
Guys, alcohol is bad. You should not drink it. It's really bad for you, and it does bad things. Don't drink it. Sarah?
You need my trash can?
Also, don't drink and drive Uber.
Sarah is the host. Sarah, take us home.
All right. Okay, listen. Thank you guys for being here, sort of. I don't even know that you're listening to a word I say.
Did you just say something?
Us. I thought you were talking to us.
Oh, yeah. Please talk to us.
Sexism alive and well here at Blaze TV.
I we defended would just like to thank all of you to the detriment of
all of
Stu
you
getting
for being
mad at
here.
Me.
I'm going to take that alligator home, see if I can get nibbled
thank
on.
You know what I'm talking about?
Listen, Sarah,
thank you for
what did not happen tonight? You did not get pregnant by Chad.
Yes, congratulations.
I wasn't going to do it on the show.
That's. Listen,
wait,
the best part of homemade porn is that you don't have to pretend it's you when you're watching it later.
Hey, I know what Glenn Beck feels like. I feel like a Mormon. Like, I'm just sitting here. Yeah. I'm like,
we're sorry to everyone.
No. I gotta wake up at 6 for my radio
Elijah,
show.
Elijah's gonna help me.
That should have been my behind the scenes.
Yes,
but here's the thing. What Glenn recommended was, he said he wanted to do one with heroin. And I'm like, no, let's just
All right.
We gotta keep you clean.
Okay.
No.
So. Thank you guys so much for watching the 250th episode anniversary. We did it.
A quarter of a thousand.
This stupid
are we still
show.
Recording?
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
No, thank you.
This is
YouTube. Does it ever have to end?
Love you, Stu. You're amazing. We love the show. Thank you guys for watching. Obviously, he would not be doing this if it was not for you guys right here.
I literally thought this was just for Stu.
Yeah, now let a man actually wrap it up. That was a really long outro.
And we will see you guys Monday, maybe. I don't know if these guys are going to be corralled by then. Yeah. But we'll try. We'll see ya. All right, that's it.
Thank you so much. Seriously, in all seriousness.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. We seriously appreciate it. That was a long friggin' journey. Chad threw up. Elijah just popped in. I friggin' loved all of it. I love you.
That makes it look like you have biceps.
Thank you. I don't have them, but I do appreciate you saying that.
Lisa does too.
What's that? What? Well, Lisa's in shape. The whole point here is that we made it through 250 friggin' episodes. Thank you so much for showing up for all these. I don't know why you're doing it.
There won't be a 251.
There's not going to be 251. I appreciate it. Before Chad takes his clothes off and does...
here he goes.
Oh, God.
You can leave your hat on.
Okay, before we leave, vote Chad Prather for governor.
Yeah!
Spencer Gunn-Corson, the safety freaking trap. Do it. Do it.
The winner.
Jason Buttrell, he thinks he won something.
The winner!
It was not a competition.
Elijah Schaefer, freaking slightly offensive.
I won! I won!
This dude's doing serious journalism
the
for you, seriously.
Hey, who am I?
Sarah Gonzalez has got a
that's
can.
Yes, can I hold you?
And thank you so much for showing up.
He does not know what to do with you guys.
Look at this, right here. God only knows. I don't know.
Pretty baby.
Spencer is impregnated.
Pretty baby.
We will fade to black. Cut it. Caught it!